And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Although the hour is very late, Mary Noble and her friend Maud Marlowe, who lives with them, are sitting up in the living room of the Nobles' home in Rosehaven, Long Island. For some time, each one has glanced frequently at the clock on the mantel. Then...
I don't see why you want to sit up so late, Maud. Why don't you go to bed?
Oh, why should I? There's no reason why I have to retire early. I haven't a single thing to do tomorrow, and I can sleep as late as I please.
But you never do sleep late. And I know you're just sitting up on my account.
Oh, nonsense, Mary. Why should I?
You don't want me to make a scene when Larry and Claudia Vincent get home from New York, if they ever do get home.
Oh, what ridiculous talk. I'm not in the least worried about what you'll say to Larry.
Why should they be so late again tonight? Why can't they just drive back to Rosehaven after the last act curtain at the theater? And for that matter, why must Claudia Vincent go back and forth with Larry every day?
Now, Mary, don't ask me to answer any of those questions because I'm as bewildered as you are.
The very idea that I must have Claudia Vincent living here in my own home simply burns me up. Every time I see her swaggering around as if she were living in a resort hotel, I could scream.
Now, Mary, that won't help you one little bit. Claudia would like nothing better than to have you lose your temper, your dignity. Then she could be a poor, martyred young woman who didn't have a friend in the world. Now, don't you see what that would do to Larry?
Yes, Maud, you're right. But how am I to get rid of her?
I wish I knew. But my advice is to be as pleasant as possible and as patient.
It's not such an easy thing to do.
I understand that, Mary.
What is it Larry sees in her? Why is he all of a sudden acting like a little boy with his first crush?
I don't know. Well, maybe Claudia Vincent is more clever than we realize. That's another reason why you ought to be very careful. If she is making a play for Larry...
You know perfectly well she is.
Then you don't want to play right into her hand.
Well, I certainly don't want my husband making a fool of himself over a woman who's nothing more than an opportunist, to put it mildly.
Larry doesn't believe that. He's convinced that Claudia has been very badly mistreated by Rupert Barnum.
But it's so ridiculous. Can you imagine a man of Rupert's wealth and background caring about Claudia Vincent's family fortune, whatever it was, if it ever actually existed?
Well, it sounds incredible. Unless he had some personal reason to go after Claudia and ruin her family financially.
But really, Maud, what in the world do you mean by that?
Just don't underestimate Rupert Barlow. He's a mean person when he's crossed, Mary.
How can you say that when you don't know anything about him? At least not anything you can prove.
I know him like a book. Don't think I don't. Oh, he's charming and he's considerate and he's utterly fascinating as long as he has his own way. But he's so rich, he spent his whole lifetime indulging every personal whim. And that's the kind of a person who can't stand any kind of rebuff.
I don't see why you're so determined to see Rupert in the worst light. He's always been absolutely sweet to me.
Well, naturally, Mary. He's infatuated with you. He's determined to add you to his string of conquests.
Oh, Maud, now I know you're talking nonsense. There's never been the least indication of anything like that. Rupert has always been a gentleman. I like to talk to him. I feel that he's interested as a friend.
Well, just remember, I warned you.
Take tonight, Maud. Rupert drove over here just to give me those papers. The securities Larry turned over to him when Larry got Rupert to help him invest in some outlandish scheme.
Well, now that you have the securities back, you're still not going to say anything about them to Larry?
Why should I?
Well, I just thought you and Larry always discussed such things with each other.
Did he tell me when he took the papers out of the bank? No. Does he tell me anything now about why he has to spend all his time with Claudia? He knows her very presence here in this house is a terrible irritation to Rupert.
Well, I doubt if Larry has any great reason to consider Rupert Barlow's feelings at this point.
I'd like to know why not. Didn't Rupert invest his money in Larry's play so that it could be produced right then and there?
Yes.
And hasn't he been more than a friend to us ever since?
I'm afraid that's just the point, dear. He'd like to be far more than a friend to you. And unless you're very careful, you may find that he'll go to considerable trouble to succeed.
They're back.
Shall I call out?
No.
Oh, you don't know what this night has meant to me, Larry. If nothing like this ever happens again, I'll still be glad of this one time.
We don't want to wake the others up. Let's just hope it turns out all right, that's all.
Oh, I don't care, Larry. I don't care what happens. Not now.
Well, really. Is that you, Larry?
Yes. I'm Craig Guns. Maude Marlowe and you, Mary. Well, what in the world?
What is it, Larry? Is something wrong?
Why, I don't know.
Why are you so surprised, Larry? Didn't you expect to find anyone up when you got home?
Well, not at this hour.
Well, why not?
Well, Mary said she didn't intend to stay up, and, well, we're a lot later than we expected to be.
That's all right, dear. Maude and I hardly noticed the time. We were having such an interesting talk.
Oh, good gracious, would you look at the time? Oh, I wouldn't have believed it.
Do any of you mind very much if I go straight up to bed? I'm utterly exhausted.
Of course not, Claudia. Whatever you like.
Yes, go right on up if you want to.
Thanks, Larry. I will. It's been rather a big night, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Good night, then. If you're quite sure you don't mind.
Good night, Claudia. Pleasant dreams.
Thank you. And, oh, Larry.
Yes?
Please do say a little prayer tonight that everything will turn out the way we want it to be.
I will. Good night, Claudia. Don't you worry about a thing. Matter of fact, I'm pretty well tired out myself.
Why don't you go straight to bed too, dear?
Yes, I will in a few minutes. First, I'm going out to the kitchen to get a glass of milk and some crackers. Anybody else want anything?
Well, not for me, Larry. Not a thing.
No, thanks, Larry. I'm not hungry.
All right, then. I'll just get something for myself.
Maude, what in the world am I going to do?
Just don't let yourself get out of control, Larry.
Did you ever hear anything so brazen right to my face? I'd like to run upstairs after her and tell her to leave this house.
Oh, no, no, no. Now, don't do anything you'll regret. I'm sure it's nothing to worry about at all.
Nothing to worry about? How can you say that, Maude? You heard what she said, and you heard Larry answer her. He simply doesn't care anymore. He's so infatuated with that woman that he doesn't care about anything
else. Now, 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 wait a minute, Mary. You may be on the wrong track.
What other explanation could there be? You were right here, Maude. You heard them. What would you think?
I don't know, dear. I must admit I'm astonished. But there must be some reasonable explanation. Larry Noble isn't the kind of a man who would carry on a serious flirtation right in plain view of his own wife.
Then he has carried on flirtations before? You mean that all these years I haven't known what was going on?
No, heavens, no. Now, don't jump at conclusions. I don't mean anything of the sort.
Well, then what do you mean?
Oh, but I think there's some other explanation. If you'll only keep yourself under control, Mary. Don't fly off the handle. Give Larry a chance to explain.
Explain?
What you still at it? What in the world can you find to say to each other till this hour of the night?
Very easy, Larry. And for that matter, what did you and Claudia find to say to one another till this hour?
Oh, well, that was different.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
What's the matter, honey? You sound cross. What you need is to get to bed and get some sleep.
It isn't what I need at all. And please don't think that you can treat me like a child.
Why, well, didn't I? I mean, Maude, what's wrong? Doesn't Mary feel well?
I feel perfectly well. And I'm quite capable of answering questions for myself. You can address me directly.
All right, all right. You needn't bite my head off. I merely inquired. Sorry.
Well, how's the play going, Larry?
The play? Oh, fine, fine. Doing great business. Oh, and that reminds me, I saw Harold Ramsey tonight.
Oh, I suppose he's pleased with the way things are going.
Oh, sure, sure. Except for one thing.
Oh, what's that?
Matter of a contract.
A contract? Well, there's nothing more ironclad than a run-of-the-play contract.
Yes, I know. That's just the trouble. But I have an idea it'll all be straightened out. Ramsey will listen to reason when he's had time to consider.
Larry, what do you mean?
May have news for you in a day or two, honey. Big news. But right now, I can't talk about it.
Does this news concern Claudia Vincent?
Yes, yes, it does. But don't ask me any more now. I'll tell you everything when the time comes. Right now, I'm for bed. Good night, you night owl.
Mary watches Larry disappear through the doorway with rising fear in her heart. And Maude Marlowe is also disturbed by Larry's words. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.